some 2,000 years ago. God sent his sacrifice. He took our sins upon himself, hung there in our shame. He was spotless and so pure, oh, the Lamb of God for sure. For he took me as I was, oh, praise his name. What a friend he is to me, I can hardly believe that the God of heaven brought me out of shame. Why he loves me, oh, so strong, causes me to have a song. Oh, for he took me as I was, oh, praise his name.
Network. You're tuned in to Truth of the Matter with Dr. Doug Quick on the Six Odds Radio Network for this April 11th, 2024. You're in for a great treat, America. Welcome, Dr. Doug Quick. Good evening, sir.
Good evening, my brother.
How are you?
Well, I'm just fine as can be, I believe.
Amen, amen. And, of course, First Lady, Dr. Quick, how are you?
I'm doing just fine.
Amen. Amen. Welcome, welcome.
Thank you very much.
Yes, ma'am. You're welcome.
Where's Brother Ken?
I am right here. He jumped right in there, and I said, well, we'll let him have the fun tonight.
Right.
Thank you, thank you. Hello, Wolfgang and Rupi.
Yeah, hi. How you doing, Sick?
Good evening. Doing great, doing great.
Yeah, we got to have our two thumbs up, two toes up, and we all got to hug Truman, or not Truman, but...
Trumpet.
Trumpet, yeah.
Trumpet, trumpet.
I know I'm tired tonight. This is ridiculous.
That's okay.
I should know the cat's name by now.
Yeah, Trumpet. I'm sure he has coffee brewing for you, but definitely two thumbs up for myself, two paws up for Trumpet, And keep baby Diamond in your prayers. She's a little under the weather, but I'm going to give two paws up for her. And with that, I pass the show to Doug Quick, Dr. Doug Quick, that is. Thank you. I'm complete.
All right. Well, first, before we do that, Six, we do need to open it up for prayer requests. So, Sister Ruth, who do we have on the line with us tonight?
Of course, we have God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Ghost, and a band of angels. Boy, that's a crowd. Then we have you and me, of course, with Six, Brothers Quick and his wife, and I think that might be Fred.
Yeah.
Okay. All right.
Evening, Fred.
Well, Fred, if you're there and you want to join us, just press number one. We'd be glad to take your prayer request tonight. Welcome, welcome, welcome. All right. So, has he pressed the one, Ruth, or is he just sitting listening?
He's with us. He's there.
He's there.
He just said amen.
Oh, he did say amen.
All right. Well, Fred, then we're going to let you start us off here tonight. What kind of prayer requests, prayer praises you got for us tonight?
Pray for our country.
Amen to that. For sure.
Pray for Israel, too.
Yeah.
Amen.
And?
That's about it.
Okay. Well, then, Six, you're next.
All right. Well, as always, praying for mankind, praying for my family, your family, my friends, your friends, praying for a recharge, reset for us all, praying for increase for us all, keeping us all healthy and strong. And we want to send out our condolences to the Simpson family. Today we lost Orenthal James Simpson. He passed away at age 76. So our thoughts and prayers goes out to him from the Six Eyes Radio Network for O.J. Simpson. God bless. I'm complete.
All right. And Ruth, it's your turn.
Pray for Emily. She hasn't been feeling too good, and her mom is sick. So we'll pray for them, and pray for my knees and my back. I'm hoping to get some injections in both. So I had fallen out of bed and rammed right into my knees. So I don't know about this woman. Keeps falling. So the Lord can take care of things.
Ruth, just hit your volume on yours down it a little bit because you got just a slight back feed there.
Is that better?
That's better.
Okay.
Okay. And we want to be praying for, of course, Maggie Balfour out there. She's doing okay. Last I heard, Tim Gruber, situation in Israel, our military, all our country's leaders, they seek after God, not after man, our first responders, all our medical personnel, and, of course, our sick and shut-in. The lost in general, especially that one who is nearest hell. Pray for Brother Quick tonight for clarity of thought, clarity of mind, clarity of speech tonight. And, of course, that person who would be listening, that they would be touched, especially the one who is nearest hell, that they'd be touched, reel up the white flag, surrender. And, of course, even for those of us believers, that the message would touch our hearts as well. And pray for open hearts, open minds. And then we're going to ask Sister Quick any of their prayer requests, and then we'll turn it over to Brother Quick for his opening prayer and message.
We weren't on last week. I didn't get you an update on the people I've been asking you to pray for. My friend Minnie, she lives in Texas, and she has a granddaughter that had an injury to her head, and she has lost sight of one eye, and they're really not sure that she's going to be able to see out of the other one. But she is, praise the Lord, she's taken it very well and said that whatever will be, and she'll accept whatever it is. Goes on there. And Minnie said, be sure and thank the people for praying. She's appreciated it a lot. And then I have a friend in North Carolina, but the baby is in Mississippi. I think you remember me talking about Zipporah. Well, Zipporah has gotten to come home from the hospital, which is a big praise report. And she has gained 2 pounds since birth, which is very good. But she is still under a lot of care. She still has to have oxygen 24/7. And they have to take her to the doctor 3 times a week just to be checked over. And so it's a lot of responsibility for the new mama. And they appreciate all your prayers as well. And then we still have our 4 unspoken. And I don't know if he has anything else. With that, I'm complete.
All right. Thank you, Ms. Quick. It's always good to get a good report on those that we've been praying for, that is for sure. And for the young lady that had lost vision in both of her eyes, and they're trying to see if they can get the vision back in the one eye. She's going to another specialist again, I think, this week. And just keep her in your prayers very much. Her name is
Heather.
And so Heather will very much appreciate your prayers. But she has stated that if she's going to be blind the rest of her life, that's all right. That would be the will of God. And so she's willing to accept that. And there's some that are listening right now that know what it's like to be blind and not be able to see. And I'm not one of those. And I thank the Lord daily that my eyesight is still with me. And hopefully for the rest of my life, my wife and I both have an eye disease. My wife has a disease that's called macular degeneration. And when her mama went home to be with the Lord, her mama had just about lost all of her eyesight through this disease. And Ms. Quick does have trouble from time to time. And I'm sure that it's got to do with that disease that she is carrying.
I'm a long time.
She just had laser surgery in her left eye just the other day. And she's already had her right eye done. And she's doing wonderful. She said she thinks that everything's going to be A-okay, and that's just wonderful to hear that. And then the disease that I'm battling is called glaucoma, and glaucoma is one of those diseases also that can rob a person of the eyesight, and I know that for a fact. I have a brother in Christ. He and I were together in Texas for a little bit. He had a gun shop that he had been running for a number of years. And when he retired from that, he moved up to the hills of Arkansas. And the last that I talked with him, which has been quite a while now, he said that his glaucoma is robbing him of his eyesight, and he has been on any of the drops that is for glaucoma, and his body rejects every one of them, and he says, I just think I'm just going to go blind. And that is something that's not easy for a sharpshooter like he to accept, and yet he's all for the will of God, and that just makes it so much better for all of us to be able to do that. All right, I'm going to pray and open my time of preaching open. And after I get done praying, I'll give you the scripture that we'll be in. And I just want you to listen really close tonight, because what I've got to say is something that only gets preached once a year, if it even gets preached once a year. And so just listen up now, and I'm going to be opening in prayer now. Our Father, again, for this opportunity that you've given for the Six Eyes Radio Network, you've given us this time where we can preach the Word of God to an unknown audience. We can't see anybody, but you can see everybody. And we're going to bless for that. We're asking how you just minister onto each of our hearts this night and help each of us to hear the message of the hour and help us to just take it to our heart, and we'll praise you for all that you do. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
All right, I'm going to be in the book of Matthew, chapter number 28. The last chapter of the book of Matthew, 28. You see, we have just come through a holiday that we call Easter. Easter is only celebrated once a year, and I don't think I'm really late in bringing the message of the hour tonight on Easter, but there's a number of things about Easter that I want to call to your attention. I want to see if you know what I'm talking about when I preach what I'm preaching tonight. So what is so special about this day that we call Easter? There's all sorts of fake media on Easter. They've got so many jokes on Easter and all this stuff, and Easter is not a joking matter, that is for sure. But you see, Easter is about a miracle happening. Matthew chapter 28, look at verse number 3. I'm going to start at verse number 1. And the end of the Sabbath, as it began to dawn toward the first day of the week, came Mary Magdalene and the other Mary to see the sepulcher. And behold, there was a great earthquake, for the angel of the Lord descended from heaven and came and rolled back the stone from the door and sat upon it. Now, I'm going to stop my reading right there, and I'm going to inject some thoughts right here. There's about three different verses. These first three verses right here all sound like everything is happening just one right after the other, but it's not that way at all. There was a great earthquake, and it was just about the time of the rising of the sun. And when this earthquake took place, the angel of the Lord came and rolled the stone back away from the opening of the grave that they had put the body of Jesus in. And this took place before Mary Magdalene and the other Mary got there. They're coming a little bit later on, not realizing what they're going to see. And now, verse number 2, let me read that one more time. And behold, there was a great earthquake, for the angel of the Lord descended from heaven and came and rolled back the stone from the door and sat upon it. You remember the soldiers had sealed this stone. They had come to Pilate, and they said, now, Pilate, we remember that his disciples said that he's only going to be in there 3 days, and he's going to resurrect and come out of there. And Pilate said, well, go and make the stones sure. And so they went, and they cemented it, the stone, right to its place. But when the angel of the Lord came, that was no problem to him. He just rolled it back, and then he sat on top of the stone, waiting for what was going to take place. And verse number 3 is what takes place next. His countenance, now we're not reading about the angel of the Lord sitting on the rock now. We're not reading about that angel, not at all. His countenance was like lightning, and his raiment white as snow. And for fear of him, the keepers did shake and became as dead men. Now, what's taking place here? I'll tell you what's taking place here. There's a verse of scripture in the book of Daniel that goes right along with this. Verse number 3, his countenance was like lightning. In Daniel chapter 10 and verse number 6, listen to these words. His body was like the barrel, and his face as the appearance of lightning, and his eyes as lamps of fire, and his arms and his feet like in color to polished brass, and the voice of his words like the voice of a multitude. This is what these men, these guards, fell down and became like dead men because they saw the Lord Jesus as he resurrected from the grave. And they saw him. That's what he looked like. We read there in Daniel chapter 10. His body was like the barrel, his face as the appearance of lightning, his eyes as lamps of fire, his arms and his feet like in color to polished brass, and the voice of his words like the voice of a multitude. That must have been an awful, awful thing for these guards to have witnessed, but they witnessed it, and I can prove that in just a moment. But you see, it's about a miracle happening. Look at verse number 3 one more time. His countenance was like lightning, his raiment white as snow, and for fear of him, the keepers did shake and became as dead men. It's about a miracle happening. It's about a miracle growing. This same chapter 28, look at verse number 18. And Jesus came and spake unto them, saying, all power is given unto me in heaven and in earth. Go ye therefore and teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost, teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I have commanded you. And lo, I am with you always, even unto the end of the world. Amen. Wow. It's about a miracle growing. And that miracle is still growing today. Amen. I've been preaching the Word of God for the past 50 years. And for the past 50 years, God has used me. He's used me in ways that I couldn't even begin to explain how he used me, but he has used me. And I have seen many come to know Christ as their personal Lord and Savior. I've seen many come to realize what it was like to be a part of this miracle that was happening. Well, it's about a miracle growing. I just read that. It's about a miracle seeing, but silence through pay. These men that saw Jesus come out of the grave, verse number 11 of the same chapter, Matthew chapter 28, verse number 11. Now when they were going, behold, some of the watch came into the city and showed unto the chief priests all the things that were done. What were the things they were showing that were done? They were showing the fact that Jesus had resurrected from the grave. That's what they were showing. Here's proof to that. And when they were assembled with the elders and had taken counsel, they gave large money unto the soldiers, saying, say ye, his disciples came by night and stole him away while we slept. Isn't that amazing? I have been told that for those who go to Israel and stop any Jew along the way and try to tell them about the risen Savior, that's the same identical excuse that the Jews are still using to this day. They're still saying his disciples came and stole him away by night. He has not risen. He has not even been born. That his disciples came and stole that body of Jesus, stole it out of the grave. so that, that would be their story. They don't believe for a second that Jesus has already been here, already was crucified, already has resurrected from the grave. They don't believe that for a moment. They still are looking for the Lord Jesus to be born of that virgin. Amen. Well, you see, it's about a miracle seen and exploding. Acts chapter number 1 and verse number 8 and 9. Listen to these words. But ye shall receive power after that the Holy Ghost has come upon you, and ye shall be witnesses unto me both in Jerusalem and in all Judea and in Samaria and unto the uttermost part of the earth. And when he had spoken these things while they beheld, he was taken up, and a cloud received him out of their sight. Whoa, wait a minute. Verse number 8 says, but ye shall receive power. The Greek word for power here is the Greek word dunamin. And the Greek word dunamin is where we get the English word dynamite from. Amen and amen. I'm talking to you right here about a miracle scene and exploding, and it's still exploding yet to this day. Amen. So what's so special about this man called Jesus? There's some special things about him. Number one, he was born of the virgin. Isaiah chapter 7 and verse number 14 says these words. Therefore the Lord himself shall give you a sign. Behold, a virgin shall conceive and bear a son, and shall call his name Emmanuel. He was virgin born. Goodness sakes. He was virgin born, ladies and gentlemen. He was virgin born so that he could be the father's sacrifice for every man's sin load. Hello. Amen. For those sinners that are hearing me that have never trusted Christ to save your soul, he was your sacrifice. Your sacrifice. He was your gift, but him being a gift from God, it's a gift like you get from anyone else. In order to receive a gift, you have to reach out and take it. Amen. And that's what you're going to have to do as a sinner. You're going to have to reach out and take the Lord Jesus Christ as your personal Lord and Savior. But you see, he was virgin born. He was virgin born so he could be the father's sacrifice for every man's sin load. Hebrews chapter 9 and verse number 26 says these words. For then must he often have suffered since the foundation of the world, but now once in the end of the world hath he appeared to put away sin by the sacrifice of himself. Amen. Hebrews chapter 12 and verse 2. Listen to these words. Listen now. Listen. Looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith, who for the joy that was set before him endured the cross. What are you talking about? Looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith, who for the joy that was set before him endured the cross, despising the shame, and is sat down at the right hand of the throne of God. Ooh, amen. What is that verse talking about? It's talking about the fact of the Lord Jesus looking through the years of time, and he saw when Malcolm Quick would come to know Christ. That was my daddy. He saw every time that a sinner would come to know Christ. He saw that. He saw when I would come to know Christ as my personal Lord and Savior. If you're listening to me tonight, listen to me. He saw you when you were coming to know Christ as your personal Lord and Savior. And all of the beating that he took part of, all of the
pain that he went through, every bit of that, he looked through it through joy because he could see the end result coming. Amen. He could see the end result coming, the end result being your salvation and my salvation. He could see that. Well, so what's so special about the joy that this sacrifice for our sins showed? He was virgin born so he could stand against sin, so he could give to every believer God's righteousness. Woo! Listen to this now. 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 21. Listen to this. For he hath made him to be sin for us. That's the Lord Jesus. He has made him to be sin for us who knew no sin. Jesus never ever did the first sin. He was a perfect human being, amen, because he was not born from an earthly daddy. He was born from a heavenly daddy, and our heavenly daddy ain't got no sin with him either, amen. And Jesus was virgin born. He did not have that same sin nature that you and I have to put up with on a daily basis. No, 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 no. For he hath made him to be sin for us who knew no sin, that he might, that we might be made the righteousness of God in him. Wow.
Amen.
That's what Jesus did for us. That's exactly what Jesus did for us. He was virgin born so that his joy could become our joy. Woo! John chapter 15, verse number 11. Listen to these words. These things have I spoken unto you, the words of the Lord Jesus to his disciples. These things have I spoken unto you, that my joy might remain in you and that your joy might be full. Wow. The Lord Jesus knew what he was going through when he came and was born of a virgin and he lived in this world. He knew what he was going through. He knew that he was going from a cradle to the cross. He knew that. He knew that. But he never fought against it because he knew he was going to be the Father's own sacrifice for every sinner. Every sinner that would trust him to save him, your soul, his soul. Oh, listen to me. So have you met that virgin-born, only begotten Son of God that paid your sin debt in full? Have you met him? Have you met him tonight? Have you met him? Paid your sin debt.
Amen.
As well as he paid my sin debt. My daddy, when he was pastoring his first church, had an evangelist in to preach a week of meetings. And that Friday night, I'd been under conviction for quite some time anyhow. And that Friday night, I raised my hand just a little bit. But Brother Smith saw my hand go up. And he told my daddy. Well, later on that night, my daddy got to talking with me, and he said, son, you don't know Christ, do you? And I said, no, sir, Daddy, I don't. He said, I know right where you're at. He said, because I remember a time when I didn't know Christ. He said, I would like very much to have the privilege to introduce you to the Lord Jesus. Can we do that? I said, yes, we can. He said, let's drop to our knees. And we dropped to our knees. And my dad introduced me to the Lord Jesus. Oh, yes, he certainly did. And all of a sudden, all of that fear that I was carrying, all of that dismay that I was carrying, all of that dumbfoundedness that I was carrying, all of a sudden turned into joy, joy, joy. Amen. Jesus had taken up residence, and I knew it. I knew it. He was virgin born so as to give us the Spirit of God. Mm. There's fruit to the Spirit of God. We read about this in the book of Galatians, chapter number 5. You don't have to turn over there. I'll just read these verses to you. Galatians chapter 5, verse 22, verse 23. But the fruit of the Spirit is love. It's joy. It's peace. It's long-suffering. It's gentleness, goodness. It's faith. Verse 23 tells us, meekness and temperance. Against such there is no law. Amen and amen. Therefore, if any man be in Christ, he's got the fruit of the Spirit living within him. Amen. That is a fact. So have you met this virgin-born, only-begotten Son of God that paid your sin debt in full? It doesn't matter how bad your sin debt is. It doesn't matter how heavy your sin debt is. It doesn't matter anything. But Jesus paid your sin debt. Every sinner that's listening to me, he paid your sin debt in full. In full. In full. Oh. I could not even begin to tell you how many sinners have turned and walked away. I've preached all around the nation. I preached from the north to the south, to the east to the west. I preached all around this great nation. And I'm here to tell you, I knew that there was sinners that was getting up and leaving the same way that they came. I knew that. There was different times when I would get a phone call. Most of the time from a wife. And she would tell me who she was, and I said, I remember you. She said, my husband was in the church house with me. I got in there a couple of nights, and I said, I remember that. I met him. She said, well, he told me that he didn't want nothing more doing with any kind of religion, and now he's dead. He's dead, preacher. He's dead. He died without Christ. He's dead. What do I do? I said, just get yourself before the Lord and stay there until he gives you that strength that you need. Amen and amen. But you see, if any man be in Christ, listen to this now. If any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. All things are passed away. Behold, all things are become new. You see, when you trust Christ to save your soul, your sin debt is gone. God has told us in the Word of God that he takes our sin and he casts it from as far as the east is from the west. You will never again run into your sin again. Never again. Never again. But you see, it depends on you. It depends on me. It depends on our wanna. It depends on our have to. It depends on our desire. I have known even preachers that have preached a number of years, and they would quit on God. I would look for them, and I would always get this remark from whoever it was that I was talking with. I would say, I'm looking for Brother So-and-so. and they would get come back at me with this kind of a remark. Well, I don't think you're preaching the Word of God anymore. I said, what happened? Well, I guess you went back to selling used cars. Well, that maybe is true on some. I don't know. I counsel preachers from one end of this nation to the other through the years. And to this very night, I cannot tell you where one of those preachers is at. I can't tell you where one of them is at. I know that some of them have gone home to be with the Lord. I know that. But I also know that there's others that quit on God too soon. And they showed their real colors. And I don't even know where they're at, nor does anyone else know where they're at. You see, there is a big difference. When God saves an individual soul, there is a big difference in how they live. You listening to me? There's a big difference in how they live. If you know him, if you really know the Lord Jesus as your personal Lord and Savior, if you know him, you'll be found in the church house every time the church house doors are open. Amen and amen. Because you see, to stay away from the church is to sin willfully. Listen to this now. Hebrews chapter 10, verse 25. Not forsaking the assembling of ourselves together, as the manner of some is, but exhorting one another, and so much the more as you see the day approaching, verse number 26. For if we sin willfully, after that we have received the knowledge of the truth, there remaineth no more sacrifice for sin, verse number 27, but a certain fearful looking for of fiery judgment and fiery indignation, which shall devour the adversaries. I just read to you about going to the church house. We're not to forsake the assembling together of ourselves. But if we do, that's called willful sin in the Word of God. And if we're sinning willfully, we will be judged very much properly from the Lord. Amen. Because he gave us his word, and he's given us his warnings in his word. Amen. If you indeed know him, listen to this now. If you indeed know him as your personal Lord and Savior, then you're going to confess that you do know him. Romans chapter 10. I want to read two verses of scripture from Romans chapter 10. Verse number 9. That if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, and shalt believe in thine heart that God hath raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. For with the heart man believeth unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation.
Amen.
The mouth is mentioned twice in those two verses. Isn't that amazing that God would mention the mouth twice in those two verses? That if thou shalt confess with thy mouth, speak up with your mouth the Lord Jesus, and believe in your heart that God has raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. For with the heart man believeth unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. Amen. And amen. That's how it is that we know that we're going to heaven. I said that's how you and I know that we're going to heaven. Because we have confessed it before man that we know that we're going to heaven. We know that God has saved our soul. We know that that heavy load of sin is gone. We know that. We know that we have forsaken sin. We've turned away from sin. We know that because we're living a pure life as best as what we can, to live as holy as what we can, because we know that's what God would desire of every saved individual. Amen and amen. You see, I just preached a message to you on Resurrection Day. I preached to you on the changes of the Resurrection Day. I preached to you about it being a miracle happening. I preached to you about it being a miracle growing. I preached to you about it being a miracle seen and yet silenced because they got paid off. I preached to you about it being a miracle seen and exploding and told you it's still exploding yet to this day. And what about this man called Jesus? What's special about him? He's virgin born. What's that mean? That means that he never had to put up with a sin nature like you and I have to put up with. Amen and amen. He was virgin born. And he was virgin born so that he could be, that his joy could be our joy. He was virgin born so as to give us the Holy Ghost. Now, I ask you this question. So have you met this virgin-born, only-begotten Son of God that paid your sin debt as well as every other man's, every other woman's sin debt? Jesus paid it all. Amen. All to him I owe. Amen and amen. Have you met him? I would hope that you could say yes.
Yes.
But I know that there's some that's listening.
Amen.
That can't say that. I know that. And I'm going to pray, and I'm going to ask the Lord to just continue to convict your heart of your sin load until you trust Christ to save your soul. That's what it takes. It takes you repenting as a sinner. It takes you crying out for the Lord Jesus to come and save your soul. It takes those two steps in order. You've got to repent as a sinner. And then you cry out for the Lord to come and save your soul. And you work those two steps right in a row like that, and you're going to know that Christ has come by and saved you. You're going to know that. Our Father, thank you for these moments together again this night. I would plead with you, Lord, that you would sell, that you would just deal with every heart that hears my voice. It could be tonight, could be a week from tonight, could be a month from, it doesn't matter. I would plead with you that you would deal with every heart that has heard my voice, that you would just bring conviction of their sin to a reality where they've got to stop. They've got to cry out to you. They've got to tell you how that they're a sinner. They can't do anything to save themselves. They cry out for Jesus to come and save them. And I know for a fact that they will find that to work just exactly like I just said. My daddy told me it worked for him like that. It worked for me like that. It worked for my wife like that. Oh, yes. It works that way for everyone. Amen. Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Help us this night, Lord. Help each one of us to be honest with ourselves and honest with you. And we'll sure enough thank you and praise you for all that you have accomplished through the preaching of the Word of God this night. Watch over us now, and we'll continue to bless your name the best that we can.
In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
My snail address, as Brother Ken likes to say, is 1122. That's 1122 Church Street. That's Waycross, Georgia. Waycross is spelled capital Waycross, one word, Georgia. Our zip is 31501. And we're right here in the southeastern corner of the great United States of America. And I know that there's some that will be hearing me that don't live in America, and that's all right. Jesus will save your soul too. Amen and amen. Brother Ken?
Amen. And if anybody overseas would like to get a hold of Brother Quick via email, they could use my email, which is feelandtouchking@gmail.com. That's F-E-E-L, letter N like Nancy, touch like you do with your fingertips, T-O-U-C-H, king like the guy who wears a crown on his head and sits on a throne, K-I-N-G, at gmail.com. In your subject, just put question or comment for Brother Quick, and we will print that off, send it to him, and then when he responds, we will turn that into a PDF, attach it to a reply to you, and send it right back to you. Amen. And so, Sister Ruth, who do we have here at the end who may have any comments, questions, or maybe prayer requests that they forgot at the beginning of the show?
Oh, I still have God the Father, Son, Holy Ghost, Band of Angels. We have you, me, and Reverend Quick and his wife with Fred, and, of course, Reverend, good old Six, our boss band, the good buddy. And that's it.
Okay, well, let's start with Fred. Any comments on the message?
It was a real good message.
All right.
Enjoyed it.
All right. And I'd have to say it was a real good message, and Brother Quick, it kind of reminded me, you were talking about, you know, when you got saved and all that, kind of, and you were talking about the resurrection, that kind of thing, and reminded me of that I forgot to mention at the beginning of the show with the prayer request and that kind of thing. Gonna mention it here. The prayer request for the blind ministry. Right now we've come up to 12% of what we need toward the bus that we're trying to raise the money for the bus that we could get out there and go to the blind schools and blind camps across this country. So we've raised 12% of what we need to get that. So keep that in prayer. And God is blessing as we go along. So we've raised that much. And we thank the Lord for that. And it was a good message. Amen. All right, Ruthie.
Oh, it's wonderful. That's awesome. I mean, I was over there amening almost constantly and clapping my hands and everything else. I was just having a blast.
All right. Six, your turn.
All right. As always, Dr. Quick brings a powerful message. If you miss it, you can check it out in Rewind by going to Apple Podcasts or iHeartRadio. Type in Truth of the Matter with Dr. Doug Quick. Great message. I just like how he delivered the message today, how he found Christ and how he's spreading the gospel all across the world, and how I remember his constituents talking about when he first started, and look at him now. So he surpassed each and every one of them with the network, and he's in over 150-plus countries. So all it shows is if you stay the course, study the course, this is where you're at. Great message as always. And I would like to give condolences to the Patterson family on the passing of Alasia Patterson, who passed away. So our thoughts and prayers goes out to his family at this difficult time. I had the pleasure of meeting her. She was a cancer survivor who passed away on yesterday. And I just remember the powerful testimony that she gave. And she's gone on to be with the Lord now. And, Wolfgang, you remember Tony as well, who used to call the show on Sunday. She passed away as well. So the honoree is they both gave their testimonies a while back. So they say God makes no mistakes. So I just want to send out condolences to the Patterson family on the passing of his daughter from the Six Eyes Radio Network. With that, I'm complete. Love you all.
All right. Ms. Quick, what do you got for us that you got maybe out of the message tonight?
Well, as always, he has a good message. I'm just sitting back here enjoying it, and I don't know what else to say about it, but I know he's a great preacher, and I live with him, and he lives up to what he preaches.
Amen. All right, well, we are going to now turn this over to Brother Quick for a closing prayer, and then we're going to say, everybody, please join us on the programs coming up for tomorrow on Station 2. That is on Station, or I should say this station first, this station at 6 p.m. is right here at Station, this station, 424-243-9617, 424-243-9617 at 6 p.m. is, of course, My Daddy's Records and or My Daddy's Remote with Brother Six there. And then at 8:30 p.m., you will catch AJ and the Squad on Station 2, and that is you call in 515-605-9340. Again, 515-605-9340. So don't fail to miss any of the great programming. And as Six said, you can always go to Apple Podcasts or iHeartRadio, type in two simple words, Six Eyes Radio. That's S-I-X-E-Y-E-S space radio, R-A-D-I-O. Click enter, and two options will pop up there, Six Eyes Radio, which is Station 1, and Six Eyes Radio Network 2, which is Station 2, and you'll just want to subscribe to both so that you can have all the great programming 24 hours a day, 7 days a week at your fingertips and at your leisure. And then, of course, remember, it doesn't cost a dime to keep you listening, but it does cost us to stay on the air. So we would appreciate a love gift from you. And you got two options. You could go to PayPal and enter the email address, sixeyes6@gmail.com. That's S-I-X-E-Y-E-S, digit number 6@gmail.com. Again, S-I-X-E-Y-E-S, digit number 6@gmail.com. If you're a Cash App user, just go to Cash App, enter $ S-I-X-E-Y-E-S, digit 2, digit 4, again, $ S-I-X-E-Y-E-S, digit 2, and digit 4. And in both cases, you enter the amount of your love gift, and God will richly bless you, and we here at the Six Eyes Radio Network thank you very, very much. All right, Brother Quick, it is in your hands.
All right. Let me close in prayer then. Lord, I'm asking now that you just be with us this night again. For this great nation, we all the time are praying and pleading with you, because there's just a whole lot of foolishness that's been let go in our nation. And it should never have been, but it has been. And you know about that. And we're just glad to know that you know the cure for it all, and that's for every believer to spend time with you in prayer every day. And Lord, we're expecting that you'll do something this November in our presidential election, and just know that you're going to do that which is right. And then I'm asking that you'd be with, I believe it's the Simpson family and the Patterson family that Brother Six mentioned. And Lord, I would just ask you just be there to comfort them. Be there to just speak to their hearts and help them to understand. You know all about this. You knew all about this a long time ago.
and they know all about it now, but you are the God, their God, and you're God for sure, and you know how to comfort their hearts, and we're just asking that you do that in a very special way. Asking me, brother, six, in a special way, that you just keep your hand upon him, that you'd meet every need of the Six Eyes Radio Network, that you'd be with Brother Ken and Miss Ruth, that you just continue to minister unto them and meet every need that they have. And then for Miss Emily that's not feeling well this night, I'm asking you just minister unto her in a very special way. Now, Lord, just watch over us now and help us after we leave this time, help us to understand you're right there with us. You never leave us. You never forsake us. And we know that. And you know that. And we're just so glad to be a part of your family. And just wonderful. I remember so clearly that you called me to preach 50 years ago. And Lord, now you've got me as to where I can reach out all across this great world of ours. And I pray heavily for this world, because there's many that can come to know Christ if they just know the way to get to Christ. And I would plead with you that you just continue to use those preachers that are here on Six Eyes Radio Network. Help each one of us to make the way plain and clear for you to deal with their hearts. Just watch over us now, Lord, and we sure thank you and praise you for all that you've done for us. And just give us that rest that we'll need for this night. And we'll sure thank you in Jesus' name. Amen. Good night, y'all.
Amen. God bless everybody. Amen. Have a good evening.
Amen. Thank you.
I love everyone.
Mm-hmm.